Dreamscape presents Exteriors by Annie Ernaux. Translated by Tanya Leslie. Narrated by Tavia Gilbert. Author's Preface. For the last 20 years, I have lived in Cergy-Pontoise, a new town 40 kilometers outside of Paris. Before that, I had always lived in the French provinces, in cities bearing the signs of history and the past. To find myself in a place suddenly sprung up from nowhere, a place bereft of memories, where the buildings are scattered over a huge area, a place with undefined boundaries, proved to be an overwhelming experience. I was seized with a feeling of strangeness, incapable of seeing anything else but the windswept esplanades, the concrete facades, pink or blue, and the empty residential avenues. I felt I was continually hovering in some no-man's land halfway between the earth and the sky. My gaze resembled the glass surfaces of office towers, reflecting no one, just the high-rise buildings and the clouds. I gradually emerged from this state of schizophrenia. I began to enjoy living there, in a cosmopolitan district in the midst of lives started elsewhere. In Vietnam, in the West Indies, in the French provinces, or, as was mine, in Normandy. I watched children playing at the foot of the tall buildings. I watched people strolling down the indoor galleries of the Trois Fontaines shopping mall, or waiting under bus shelters. I paid attention to the conversations exchanged in the RER. I felt the urge to transcribe the scenes, words, and gestures of unknown people, whom one meets once and whom one never sees again. Graffiti hastily scribbled on walls and erased, sentences overheard on the radio and news items read in the papers. Anything that, in some way or another, moved me, upset me, or angered me. Looking back, I can now see a link between this enterprise and the Alzheimer's disease my mother was suffering from. Her memory began to fail. She no longer recognized the people around her. This annihilation of her personality threw me into a state of utter confusion. I feel that writing about the outside world helped ease my grief and keep me in touch with the world that was gradually slipping away from my mother's own consciousness. And so Exteriors was born, a diary which I kept up to 1992, and even up to the present day. It is neither reportage nor a study of urban sociology, but an attempt to convey the reality of an epoch, and in particular that acute yet indefinable feeling of...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?